Hello, I'm Dr. Jonathan Barker, pastor here at Amazing Grace Baptist Church in Mount Airy, North Carolina. I would like to personally thank you for taking out time today to tune in to our preaching podcast. We hope that this message will be a great encouragement to your heart today.
Here's what the Bible said in Luke chapter number 3, verse number 21. The Bible said this: "Now when all the people were baptized, it came to pass that Jesus also being baptized and praying." Now I find that interesting. I've read through this numerous times and read about the baptism of Jesus numerous times, but here's what I find interesting. Luke said that he was praying while he was baptized. Let's read on. "And heaven was opened, and the Holy Ghost descended in a bodily shape like a dove upon him. And a voice came from heaven which said, Thou art my beloved Son, in thee I am well pleased." Now, here is one of the very few times in the Bible that we get a complete picture of the Holy Ghost and the Son and the Father all at one scene. In other words, the Trinity, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost. You've got the Son being baptized, you've got the Father talking, and you've got the Holy Ghost descending like a dove upon the Son. I'm interested in his praying right here and some things that his praying caused to happen. Now, Father, I pray that you'd help us tonight. I pray, God, that in this year we refocus on you, God, and we see you high and mighty lifted up. God, I'm reminded of Isaiah, Lord, whenever you read about him in chapter number 5, he says, "Woe unto them, woe unto them, woe unto them." But in chapter number 6, when he caught a glimpse of you, he said, "Woe is me." God, help us to focus on you this year. We'll give you the praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. You can be seated tonight. Again, I want to look at this for just a little while and focus on the praying of the Master. Now, there's a lot that we can say about his prayer life. I will in no way, shape, or form even begin to scratch the surface of the prayer life of Jesus tonight, but I do want to look at a few things here out of this. By way of introduction, let me show you three things right here in this passage of Scripture as Jesus was praying. Number one, watch this by way of introduction: the blue skies that divided before their sight. The blue skies that divided before their sight. Look what he said in verse 21. "Now when all the people were baptized, it came to pass that Jesus also being baptized and praying, the heavens was opened." The heavens was opened. You know what that means? That means the heavens opened up. That's what that means. It means the heavens opened up. So I began to think about the blue skies that were divided before their sight that day. What a sight that would have been. Could you just imagine the way that would have been that day if the heavens would have opened up and you heard the voice of God and a dove descending as the Holy Ghost upon the Son of God that day? Luke calls our attention that Jesus was praying before the heaven opened. It was, think about this, it was on the day of Pentecost that heaven opened and prayer descended, or that heaven opened and prayer preceded that opening. Elijah was praying on Mount Carmel when heaven was opened in 1 Kings 18. It was while the disciples were praying that heaven opened and the place where they were was shaken in Acts chapter number 4. You say, "Preacher, what are you saying?" Here's what I'm saying. If you're interested in the heavens opening and the power of God and the Holy Ghost of God coming down upon your life, it will come from praying. That's where it comes from tonight. I tell you tonight, if you want the power of God on your life, if you want the heavens rolled back, if you want God to hear you, then we must pray tonight. That's where it was at. Throughout the Bible, we can see that when the heavens were opened, it was preceded by someone praying. Can I ask you a question tonight? When was the last time that the blue skies were divided for you? When was the last time? You said, "Preacher, what do you mean?" Here's what I mean. When was the last time you prayed through? I'm just not talking about saying some little prayer. I'm just not talking about thanking the Lord for our food. The girls and Leslie picks on me all the time. They say that I pray twice over our food just about every meal. I don't know if I've got part-timers of what, but I'll pray, and then they say this. I don't know if I believe them or not, but then everybody will get ready, and I'll pray again, and they start laughing. And I stopped the other day, and I looked, and I said, "Why have y'all been laughing when I pray over our meals?" And Leslie said, "Honey, you've been praying twice." Well, I want the Lord to hear us, amen. I guess I'm getting old and senile, but anyway, and before you say amen, Miss Tina, you're older than I am. But anyway, think about this. When was the last time when we prayed, God heard our prayer and God rode back? You know what I'm saying, if you know what I'm saying. Boy, there's some times that I pray and I know that sin's out of my life and God hears me, but then there's times that I pray and it seems that God rolls back the heavens and sits down amongst me while I'm praying. There was the heavens that were divided. There was the heavens, those blue skies were divided. Prayer is a heaven opener. If Jesus was dependent on the Father in his holy humanity and expressed that dependence through prayer, so much more we should be. So I see this. I see the blue skies that divided before their sight. But then I see this. I see the bodily shape that descended on the Savior. Look at what your Bible said. And the Holy Ghost descended in a bodily shape like a dove. And you ought to take the cap off stuff before you try to drink it. Like a dove. I'm glad y'all was all looking at your Bible right then and didn't see me do that. I shouldn't have never said nothing. Works a whole lot better that way. And the Holy Ghost descended in a bodily shape like a dove upon him. The bodily shape that descended on the Savior. Now I began to look at this and I began to study this. Let me give you a couple things right here. Jesus was already filled with the Holy Spirit because he is the Holy Spirit. Can I say that again? Jesus was already filled with the Holy Spirit because he is the Holy Spirit. It's a triune Godhead. The purpose of this visible manifestation was not for him, but for John. John was told in chapter 1, verse 33, "Upon whom thou shalt see the Spirit descending and remaining on him, the same is he which baptizeth with the Holy Ghost." Think about this with me. In the descent of the Spirit on the Savior, we have two heavenly witnesses concerning the identity of Jesus. The law stated that no testimony was acceptable unless there were two witnesses to verify it. God the Father and God the Holy Ghost testified that Jesus was the incarnate Son of God that day. Oh yeah, God the Father and God the Holy Ghost in him descending like a dove and God the Father speaking from heaven was testifying that this really was Jesus there that day. Think about this. The dove is the second symbol of the Spirit in this passage. The dove is the gentle. The dove is gentle and it speaks of the gentle dwelling of the Spirit.
And the it speaks of the gentle dwelling of the Spirit on the meek and lowly Jesus. The dove was the offering of the poor. The appearance of the dove is the herald of spring. After the flood, it was the dove that was sent out by Noah and came back with an olive leaf, the symbol of peace. The descent of the Spirit as a dove on the Savior was heaven's testimony that Jesus came to be an offering, not for just one, but for all, for the poor, to bring the warmth of spring to the cold hearts of humanity. It was Jesus that day that they was testifying that it was him. So I see this, watch this, the blue skies that divided before their sight, the bodily shape that descended on their Savior. Then I want you to see this, and I'll give you the little thought, we'll go home. I see the beloved Son that dominated the scene. The beloved Son that dominated the scene. It was nobody else dominating the scene but Jesus himself that day. That scene was not about John. That scene was not about the others that had got baptized. That scene was about one. It was about the Son of God. Matter of fact, what did he say? Thou art my beloved Son. John didn't dominate the scene. God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost dominated that scene that day. You see, the last time that we have had a glimpse into Jesus' life, prior to this, he's 12 years old in chapter number 2. And he's been in the synagogue after he was left, and they took him 3 days to get back to where he's at. And we've not heard nothing about him. Sure, the talk has went about ever since that day that he sat there with the preachers, if we want to say it that way, the scribes that day, and they was all amazed by what he said. And now all of a sudden, just some ordinary man, they think, he stepped on the scene to be baptized. But as he was being baptized, he decided to talk to the Father. And the Father decided to talk back to him and send the Holy Ghost to affirm that this is the Son of God, that this is Jesus, that this is the Master. He dominated the scene that day. It wasn't about nobody else. He is praying that day. Let me show you three things about his praying. Number one, I see the power of God from his praying. I see the power of God as a result of his praying. Know with me what your Bible said in verse number 22. And the Holy Ghost descended in a bodily shape like a dove upon him. I see the power of God because of his praying. What did the Bible say? The Holy Ghost descended. Let me tell you what gives us the strength to do what we do today. It's the Holy Ghost of God. You know the story. After this, Jesus is going to live 3.5 years. He's going to have a 3.5 year ministry. This is the beginning of his ministry. And watch the way he starts it, by praying. By praying. Amen. By praying. Think about this with me tonight. The power of God came upon his life that day. As I begin to think about that, it said the Holy Ghost descended. We know that for 3.5 years he's going to stick around. He's going to Calvary, and after Calvary, he's going to stick around 40 days and then ascend back into the heavens. And when he goes back into the heavens, he makes them a promise that if he goes away, the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, is going to come back to them. You see, the Old Testament saints, they didn't have that. They didn't have the indwelling of the Holy Ghost. Matter of fact, there wasn't but one that was allowed into the Shekinah glory of God. And that was that great high priest that was allowed beyond that scene or beyond that veil into that Shekinah glory, into that power, that manifestation of the power of an almighty God. But Jesus, after Calvary, Calvary, ascended back into the heavens. And according to the Bible, because of that, the veil was rent from top to bottom. And I've got real good news. Now you and me, we have access into that power. We have access into that glory. You want me to tell you how to get the glory on your life? You want me to tell you how to have the power of God resting upon you? You got to get in a prayer closet and pray the power of God down upon you. That's the way it comes. It comes no other way. It comes no other way. I'll say this to you, that you need to read your Bible. Somebody say amen. You need to study your Bible. Somebody say amen. Matter of fact, Daddy said it this way when I started preaching. He said, read yourself full. Then he said this, pray yourself hot. Then he said this, and get up and let yourself go. If all you do is read your Bible, you're not meeting the full qualifications of the power of God on your life. Because here's what he said, this kind cometh not but by prayer and fasting. You want God to show up in your home. You want God to restore that relationship in your home. You want God to save your child. You want God to bring your children back to Him. I tell you the way to do it. You pray the power of God up down upon your life. It was the power of God manifested that day. Miss Larner took a flight. It was the power of God manifested that day. How did that power come? Here's the way that power come. It come through prayer. It come through prayer. They may make a law and take church away from us and us have to be like China and have underground church. They may try their best to take our Bibles away from us. But I'm telling you something that they'll never be able to take away from us. Our Father which art in heaven, our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Hey, there's something that they can't take away from us, and it's my communication with the Heavenly Father. It's prayer tonight. The Master's praying brought the power of God. It brought the power of God. I read this. Gordon said this, prayer is power. The time of prayer is the time of power. The place of prayer is the place of prayer or power. Prayer is the tightener of the connections with the divine dynamite so that the power may flow freely without loss or interruption. It's prayer tonight. The Master's praying brought the power of God. It brought the power of God. It brought the power of God. I got some more things, but I just don't know the Lord wants me to go past that right there. You want to see a change in your life? You pray. You want to see God do something in your life? You pray. You grab a hold of the horns of the altar and don't get up until you've got prayed through. I remember one Sunday morning early. It was early one Sunday morning. Years ago, probably 11, 12 years ago, Brother Todd McKeon was preaching for us. And I told Brother Todd, I said, I'll tell you what, it's Saturday evening. I said, before the sun comes up in the morning, if you want to, we'll go apart on the mountain and pray. I believe that's scriptural, by the way. He said, you know what? I think that'd be good. I said, all right, I'm going to call a few other boys and see if they want to go. I called up Brother Jay Keister. He was here back then. I called up old Josh Jenkins, a.k.a. Mater. I called up old Chris Danley. Y'all know old Chris, big country, Chris Danley. I called him up and I said, boys, we need to go up on the mountain and pray in the morning. And they said, what time? We need to be there, preacher. I said, be there before daylight and we'll go up on the mountain. Brother Todd met us and we drove up to Mom and Daddy's land up here off of Ramey Creek Road. We walked back up in there on the side of the mountain, back up in there close to where they've logged it now. We walked way back up in there on the mountain that morning and we began to pray. You said, what'd you pray about? Well, we took about 15 or 20 minutes and just got sin out of our life and got in tune with heaven. Can I get an amen right there? Boy, we began to pray that. Boy, I'll never forget it. We began to pray that morning, and as we began to pray, the heavens were opened. The heavens were opened. You say, preacher, what do you mean? I mean the heavens opened up and glory filled our soul. I began to pray and I was laying on the ground. The sun began to come up and I heard Brother Todd's voice begin to change directions. I thought, well, where's he going? And I thought, I better open my eyes, Brother Jeff, and make sure he's all right. Make sure he's not going to leave us. He don't even know how to get back out of here. I turned around, and Brother Todd had never opened his eyes. He had his head straight up towards the heavens and both hands straight up in the air and was walking around up there on the mountain just saying, thank God I'm saved. God, thank you that I'm not going to hell. God, thank you for loving me. God, thank you for being good to me. God, thank you for your blessings on my life. And let me tell you what happened that day. The power of God came through that place and came through our church. If you want the power of God, if you want the manifestation of the Holy Ghost of God to be real in your life, get in a prayer closet and pray. Pray. That's where it comes from. That's where it comes from. Oh, yeah. That's where it comes from. I thought about this. I remember, I got a bunch more points, but I believe the Lord, this is where God wants us at right here. I remember one Sunday evening, a group of us decided we was going to go pray. And soon as service was over, we grabbed a snack and we took off walking. Some of y'all has been to the prayer rock, looks out over the scout camp, over the lake up there. Some of y'all has been with us, and more than likely we drove the biggest part of the way in there and then walked the rest of the way in there. Brother Tim, you know where I'm talking. I know Miss Vicky's been there. Brother Jeff's been in there. Brother Heath's been there. I know Brother Dakota's been in there. I know Dad's been in there. I know several of you. I know y'all been in there with us, but anyway. That day, we was feeling good, Brother Brian, so we left from here walking. I tell the truth and lie not. We walked all the way in there, Brother Tim. And it's for all that was built up in there. We walked all the way in. You couldn't drive to the top then. We walked all the way in there. It's me and Scotty Bullins and Chris Danley and Jake Easter and Josh Jenkins. Boy, I think about some of those early prayer meetings. I'm telling you, we, in those early days, we seen God do some things around this church that we've never, did anybody else see some of the memories from 2016, that January revival that we was in this time in 2016, popping up this week? That one that Andrew was sitting right over there and Shannon got to singing, thank you, Lord, for your blessings on me, and Andrew got to shouting. All of that's a product of prayer meeting. But I remember that Sunday afternoon, we walked over there and we got up on the side of the mountain. We decided to pray a while. And man, we just started praying, started talking to the Lord. And we had been praying, I don't know, an hour or so, and the heavens opened up. Y'all hearing me? The heavens opened up. What makes me want to go get somewhere and pray a while? The heavens opened up. Boy, God moved through that place, and old Chris Danley got to walking around up there. And I was thinking, Brother Chris, you better make sure it's a Holy Ghost leading you around up here. It ain't but about 250 feet to the bottom if you go off this rock. You that's been up in there knows what I'm talking about. And I'll never forget what happened. We got done praying. And I mean, we prayed a while. We got done praying, and when we got done praying, there was two people standing there. I've never seen them before, and I've never seen them since. I'm not going to tell you my opinion of all of it, but there's two people standing there. They began to talk about how good the Lord was, how good God, and how God had met with us. And I turned around, I'll never forget it, I turned around and talked to those other boys, and when I turned back around, they was gone. I don't know where they went. I don't know if they had, I don't know. They was gone. We never seen them again. You say, what do you think it was? You probably don't want to know my opinion of all of that. But anyway, I'll tell you something. It was the power of God that came. Jesus got baptized in the way he started his earthly ministry. We put so much emphasis on his baptizing. It wasn't his baptizing. It was his praying. Tell you what brought the power of God on him. He was as much man as we are. He was human just like you and I. Come start playing soft. He was human just like you and I. He was human just like you and I. And let me tell you the way he started it with prayer. Let me tell you the way the power of God come on the life of Jesus Christ. I'm talking about refocusing on him. Well, we'll take a minute tonight and refocus on his praying. Refocus on his praying. He prayed and the power of God came down. It was not till after he prayed and the power of God came down that he said that he was well pleased with him. Now I understand that God was pleased with him from the beginning. Somebody say amen, it was Jesus. However, him verbally stating that he was pleased with Christ came two times in the scriptures. One other guy I read after today said it came three times, but his scripture didn't check out on it. That's the reason when you read after somebody, you better check their scriptures out because they may be misinterpreting something, and he was. There was one other time besides this, and it was on the Mountain of Transfiguration. God said that he was pleased with Christ. Both times that God said that he was pleased with Christ, you know what Christ was doing? Our Father, he was praying. You want Christ to be pleased with you? I'm talking about refocusing right here. It's going to come through praying. It's going to come through praying. So, preacher, what do I say when I pray? Here's what I told an individual on Wednesday I was talking to, trying to help them and get their direction towards the Lord. Here's what I said to them. I said, when you pray, it's just like me and you talking right here. It's just like me and you talking right here. It's just like us. You tell the Lord exactly what's on your heart. That's what it is, praying tonight. The last time I was around somebody and they prayed and the heavens was open. I take note of things like that. They hadn't been a lot of places in over 20 years of preaching that I've been in prayer meetings and the heavens was open. Well, it got quiet right there. I'm just being honest. I believe Dad would agree with what I'm saying. But when the heavens was open, I hope I don't embarrass nobody. We closed out 2020, and I preached out last Sunday, which is very rare for me. Brother Kenny Ball's a blessing to me. He's so good to me and my wife when we first got married and went into missions. There's no telling the thousands of dollars him and Miss Donna give me and Miss Leslie and saved us, letting us stay in that little old single-wide trailer. It's just right past that hog pen that y'all went down the other night at 2:30 in the morning. And when Brother Kenny called me and asked me to come preach for him, the Lord just spoke to my heart and he said, that man's been good to you. You ought to go preach for him. And I said, yes, sir, Lord, I'll go preach for him. Last Sunday morning, we got there and choir got up to sing. Man, they sang, didn't they? Boy, it was so good. Brother Kenny said they sung before Sunday school, and he said, no, I'm just going to tell you something. We ain't going to Sunday school. He said, we're going to have some singing. So if he was here, I'd have done something like this. Miss Tina, y'all just come on, sing one for us. Bailey said, I wouldn't go to that church. Miss Tina, y'all just come on. Miss Andrew, y'all come sing a song. Y'all sung before. Y'all just come sing one for us. I'd say this. You might want to start being ready because I might start doing some of that. That's your fair warning. If you sang, you might ought to be ready. They got up and they sung for probably 45 or 50 minutes Sunday morning. It's about a quarter till 11. Brother Kenny said, well, come on, Jonathan, preach for us. I got up, and about the first 8 or 10 minutes is pretty dry. But then the water began to flow a little bit, if y'all know what I'm talking about. God began to open it. They was trying to figure me out, and I was trying to figure them out. And I preached for, I don't know, probably 20 minutes, 25 minutes Sunday morning, maybe 45. Didn't preach as long as my daddy did Sunday night, but probably 45 minutes. And I got done preaching, and I sat down. And whenever I sat down, Brother Kenny said, "Well, it's been good to have you today. We'll come back here after a while. We'll go to church again." And I thought, well, praise the Lord, you know. Man, it's been a good day. And here's what he said. He said, "Now, what's your name?" And he looked right at Bailey. He said, "Now, what's your name?" He said, "Bailey." He said, "Well, it's good to have Bailey today. You close us in prayer." And I thought, let's see what happens right here. Y'all might as well say amen. And if I'd have closed my eyes, I'd have thought I was listening to Charles preach. Not preach, but pray. He preaches and prays at the same time. Bailey just began to say, "Lord, thank you for being good to me. And thank you for my wife. And thank you for your blessings." And I'm telling you, for 10 minutes, the heavens opened up and glory filled our souls. There's more glory in his praying than there was in my preaching. How do we have that? It's by praying. It's by talking to the Lord. You want to, well, if you've ever had the power of God on your life, if you've ever experienced the Shekinah glory of God in your life, you'll never be satisfied until you're in it again. Praying, the heavens were open and the Holy Ghost descended. The power of God came through the prayer life of Jesus.